It's lunchtime on the third day of school at Wea Ridge Elementary, and fifth grader Kaylin McArdle is sitting down to eat. But there's something missing on her plate.
We're eating a hamburger. They usually have cheese on them, but today they don't.
McArdle says overall her meal is pretty good, but...
Potato tots are okay. The veggie tots aren't the best.
So McArdle eats her potato tots, but the vegetable tots made of sweet potato go into the trash can at the end of the lunch period. Lori Schaffroth is the director of food services for the Tippecanoe School Corporation. She spent the summer reformulating cafeteria menus to meet the new federal school lunch guidelines. They're a big departure from the nutrient-based system the district used for 4 years. Schaffroth counted sugars, salts, fats, and calories to make sure kids were getting a well-balanced meal at school. But over the next 2 years, schools in Indiana and across the country have to move to a food-based menu modeled after the federal MyPlate guidelines.
That is the 5 food components, which is your fruit, your vegetable, grain, protein, and dairy.
Starting this year, every school lunch has to feature 3 of the 5 components. At Wea Ridge, posters with colored dots help students make good choices about what to put on their tray.
Menu boards down there, I was going to say, yeah.
For the kids, it's simple, but for Schaffroth, every choice she offers is part of an intricate puzzle. Last year, Tippecanoe School served cheeseburgers. This year, they're serving hamburgers. That's because in addition to daily minimums, schools must now adhere to weekly maximums. Right now, Schaffroth can only get a 2-ounce burger from her suppliers. And for elementary students, that's 1/5 of their weekly protein allotment.
Over a week's period of time, you can only have 10 meats. And so if you put anything else out on that menu or add a piece of cheese to it, it's 0.5 more proteins.
But kids like the cheese, so Schaffroth is working with her suppliers to see if she can get a smaller meat patty. A big part of her job is balancing the new requirements with what her customers, the students, will eat. Kids like tater tots, but there are too many starches on the menu and not enough red-orange vegetables. So for now, cafeterias are serving a 50-50 blend of regular and sweet potato tots.
The tomato, the carrot, the sweet potato.
Back in the Wea Ridge cafeteria, Schaffroth gets to see firsthand how students are reacting to changes on the menu as half-eaten burgers and untouched celery sticks go into the trash.
Throw your heart in the way, sweetheart.
Participation across the district in the lunch program is about 70%. That's pretty good, but Schaffroth actually needs more kids to eat at school. Here's why. Students pay about $1.85 for a meal that costs the corporation about $1.10 to provide. That leaves about 75 cents to pay for fixed costs like labor and equipment. Those costs aren't likely to go down, but food prices are going up. Starting next year, schools can only serve whole grains, right down to the breading on the chicken nuggets.
I do believe they went up $3 more a case than what a regular chicken nugget would be.
Last year, the district ordered 750 cases of chicken nuggets. To put that number into perspective, the cost increase is the equivalent of 1,200 paid lunches. But it's been 2 years since the school board raised lunch prices, and even then it was just by a dime. That's another complicated numbers game. The federal reimbursement for a free lunch has increased faster than the price of a paid meal in most school districts. In those cases, money from the free lunch program subsidizes the lower price of a paid lunch. Now, the USDA is telling schools that are charging less than $2.51 to increase their prices by roughly 3% each year until they catch up. With the new maximums, that means it's likely parents will be paying more for less. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Ellie Moxley.